Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know nothing about that. All I know is that somebody is going to get their ass whooped over this thing.
Hello, and thanks for listening. Hopefully you guys can hear me, because there's always some issue the last couple of weeks with Blog Talk, and I'm deaf in one ear, so I kind of talk quietly. You'd think that I would make somebody talk louder, but I can hear my voice in my own head, like right now, so I have to really project. So hopefully it's coming through clear, and I am enunciating and, you know, having a good tone so that it is intelligible. Let's see. So, yeah, this is another hodgepodge. Like, they always kind of are. And kind of, I go off into tangents, onto different things. And it's sort of a free form. I didn't tag this one this week with the usual tags. I don't think I put any tags, like philosophy. But I actually have, or politics or this and that, I actually have a philosophy page that I found from the Summa Theologica of it's not a Google ebook, but it's a PDF, and I was thinking that, you know, Thomas Aquinas is a great philosopher, and you know, there's just so many things you could do show after show after show on any part of this. Well, let's see, this one that I accidentally sort of randomly clicked on was whether God wills evil, which is one that when they debate, the atheists like to use. They always like to use, if God is good, why does he allow suffering? And if you know, suffering exists, you know, why doesn't God stop it or do something? So this one, I guess, let's see, whether God wills evil. Objection one. It seems that God wills evil. For every good that exists, God wills. But it is a good that evil should exist. For Augustine says, although evil in so far as it is evil, that is not a good, yet it is good that not only good things should exist, but also evil things. Therefore, God wills evil things. Objection 2. Further, Dionysus says, evil would conduce to the perfection of everything, i.e., the universe. And Augustine says, out of all things is built up the admirable beauty of the universe, wherein even that which is called evil, properly ordered and disposed, commends the good more evidently, in that good is more pleasing and praiseworthy when contrasted with evil. But God wills all that appertains to the perfection and beauty of the universe, for this is what God desires above all things in his creatures. Therefore, God wills evil. Objection 3. Further, that evil should exist and should not exist are contradictory opposites. But God does not will that evil should not exist. Otherwise, since various evils do exist, God's will would not always be fulfilled. Therefore, God wills that evil should exist. On the contrary, Augustine says, no wise man is the cause of another man becoming worse. Now God surpasses all men in wisdom. Much less, therefore, is God the cause of man becoming worse. And when he is said to be the cause of a thing, he is said to will it. Therefore, it is not by God's will that man becomes worse. Now it is clear that every evil makes a thing worse. Therefore, God wills not evil things. I answer that,
since the ratio of good is the ratio of appetability, as before, and since evil is opposed to good, it is impossible that any evil as such should be sought for by the appetite, either natural or animal, or by the intellectual appetite, which is the will. Nevertheless, evil may be sought accidentally, so far as it accompanies a good, as appears in each of the appetites. For a natural agent intends not privation or corruption, but the form to which is annexed, the privation of some other form, and the generation of one thing, which implies the corruption of another. Also, when a lion kills a stag, his object is food, to obtain which the killing of the animal is only the means. Similarly, the fornicator has merely pleasure for his object, and the deformity of sin is only an accompaniment. Now, the evil that accompanies one good is the privation of another. Therefore, would evil be sought after, not even accidentally, unless the good that accompanies the evil were more desired than the good of which the evil is the privation. Now God wills no good more than he wills his own goodness, yet he wills one good more than another. Hence, he in no way wills the evil of sin, which is the privation of right order towards the divine good. The evil of nature, of natural defect, or of punishment, he does will. By willing the good to which such evils are attached, thus in willing justice, he wills punishment, and in willing the preservation of the natural order, he wills some things to be naturally corrupted. So that makes sense. And I think it was Providence that I accidentally clicked on that. I had been having a lot of, also I found my my list of good books, and